the 10 forces separating the winners in 2026. At OutThinker, our work begins not with predictions, but with evidence. Each year, we look for the forces genuinely shaping competitive advantage, not the loudest headlines or the newest buzzwords, but the dynamics that real outperformers are acting on. For 2026, we started with a 2025 OutThinker list, 45 companies that consistently deliver superior results across growth, profitability, and capital efficiency. These organizations are not just ahead of the curve, they help define it. To identify what truly drives their performance, we conducted systematic content analysis on more than 300 documents produced by or about these firms. We examined which external forces, trends, and pressures leaders referenced most frequently and with the greatest conviction. We then complemented this analysis with insights from more than 200 conversations with chief strategy officers and senior leaders in our network. These exchanges helped us test, validate, and deepen our understanding of which themes were shaping actual strategic choices, not just theoretical discussions. Finally, we pressure tested the emerging themes with our OutThinker Coaches Network. These coaches, operators, strategists, advisors, and former executives offered a grounded, cross-industry perspective on how these forces surface in daily decisions. Their feedback provided nuance, clarity, and real-world texture. The outcome of this process is a set of 10 strategic tailwinds that reflect both rigorous research and lived experience. They represent the terrain on which competitive advantage will be won in 2026. 1. AI and automation redefine advantage. Artificial intelligence is compressing competitive advantage faster than any technology before it. The gap between innovation and imitation is shrinking, turning differentiators into expectations at unprecedented speed. The organizations pulling ahead do not treat AI as a feature. They redesign workflows, embed intelligence into operations, and reimagine how decisions are made. Kevin Darbelnett emphasized that advantage lies not in the technology itself, but in how leaders apply it. Leslie Dacres highlighted that as analysis becomes easier to generate, the differentiating factor becomes how insight is delivered, communicated, and translated into trust and action. Ethan Martin reinforced that human leadership, not algorithms, is what aligns teams and energizes execution. 2. Capital allocation discipline as strategy. With interest rates elevated and uncertainty still pervasive, capital allocation has emerged as a defining indicator of strategic maturity. Today's outperformers do not chase growth for its own sake. They invest deliberately, balancing opportunity with optionality. Shannon Wallis noted that capital allocation reveals what organizations truly prioritize. In volatile conditions, discipline becomes a competitive advantage. Companies lacking that discipline quickly fall behind. 3. Supply chain resilience as a competitive weapon. Once considered an operational concern, supply chains are now strategic assets. Efficiency alone is no longer enough. Resilience is the differentiator. Diversification, nearshoring, digital visibility, and strategic inventory are no longer defensive moves. They are ways to win market share when disruptions occur. The crucial shift is that resilience has moved from cost center to value creator. Organizations that invested early turned volatility into advantage, while those optimized only for cost discovered the limits of fragility. 4. Digital platforms and ecosystems as compounding advantage. Value creation today depends more on orchestrating systems than optimizing individual components. Jill Hellman explained that many leaders fail to recognize the ecosystems in which they already operate. The opportunity often lies not in building something new, but in coordinating what already exists. She noted that rising familiarity with AI and neural networks may help leaders visualize these webs of relationships more intuitively. Once leaders can see the ecosystem clearly, control gives way to coordination and value begins to compound. 5. Health, wellness, and personalization focused on outcomes. Across sectors, customers are buying outcomes, not products. They expect these outcomes to be personalized, measurable, and meaningful. This shift is especially visible in health and wellness, but increasingly affects every industry. Ellie Gates highlighted how wellness has become central to the culture at the University of Colorado Boulder. John Kasten framed wellness as a talent strategy in fields battling burnout and shortages. Shannon Wallies connected the trend to self-quantification wearables, apps, and metrics that make well-being visible. Roberto Arario emphasized that leadership team health has become a strategic variable. Diminished energy and clarity at the top create real competitive drag. 6. Energy transition and sustainability as economic capability. Sustainability has matured into an economic strategy. Energy efficiency, electrification, and emissions reduction now deliver measurable cost savings, operational resilience, and competitive differentiation. Ellie Gates noted the rapid expansion of sustainability-focused programs in higher education. Javin Hurry argued that sustainability must be treated as an operational capability. New regulations will require organizations and supply chains to redesign data systems, collaborate differently, and measure progress with greater rigor. 7. Affordability and value reframing under pressure. Economic uncertainty has heightened price sensitivity, but expectations for quality remain high. Winning organizations are reframing value learning, exactly what customers care about most, and intentionally overinvesting there. Rather than discounting broadly, they redesign offerings to deliver the right experience at the right price. Without clarity, discounting erodes brand equity and trains customers to wait for concessions. Value reframing, by contrast, protects margins while strengthening trust and confidence. 8. Risk, compliance, and resilience as trust builders. Risk management now plays a central role in competitive differentiation. Customers and partners increasingly make choices based on reliability and trustworthiness. Roberto Arario warned that cyberattacks often occur through the weakest participant in a network, Mayana K. Empoyo illustrated how navigating fragmented regulatory environments, such as those facing pan-African financial institutions, can itself become a source of differentiation. Mapping complexity effectively is now a strategic capability. 9. Omnichannel engagement and ownership of the relationship. Omnichannel execution is no longer about appearing in multiple places. It is about connecting them into a seamless customer experience. The organization that makes the journey easiest becomes the one that owns the relationship. Leaders that integrate channels effectively reduce friction, strengthen loyalty, gather better data, and reduce dependence on intermediaries. Over time, this creates a compounding advantage that competitors struggle to dislodge. 10. Demographic and workforce shifts as strategic reality. Demographic shifts, aging populations, and evolving expectations of younger workers are redefining both demand and execution. These pressures are immediate and material. As John Kasten's observations on burnout underscored, workforce dynamics now directly influence growth capacity. Organizations that respond effectively will unlock new potential, while those that ignore these realities will face structural constraints. Together, these 10 forces reflect where competitive advantage is forming in 2026. Innovation increasingly emerges not from isolated breakthroughs, but from the intersection of insights across industries and disciplines. Kevin Darblenet noted that seeing macro trends through a cross-industry lens helps leaders discover solutions that do not surface from within a single sector. These 10 tailwinds point to a future in which successful organizations adapt early, redesign assumptions, and translate emerging dynamics into practical strategies. They are not speculative predictions, they are the patterns already shaping the next era of advantage.